KJAN Sports.
Time for Checkin' Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
And some high school sports over the weekend. Saturday, the Glenwood Rams freshman-sophomore track invitational held. On the boys' side, it was Glenwood winning the meet with 197 points. Clarinda with a 122.5 total was second. Red Oak was third with 119 points. Atlantic with 96 points was fourth. Trainer fifth with 65.5. Atlantic had a couple of winners. Alec Hayes took the title in the high jump, and Brendan Holmes was the champ in the 400-meter hurdles. On the girls' side, Glenwood wins that meet as well with a 216 total. Trainer with 162 was second. Atlantic had 105 points for third. Clarinda with 59, Red Oak 44, and Creston 43 round out the rest of the field. Atlantic had a couple of first-place finishes on that side as well. Tiffany Williams had both of them. She won the 3,000 and the 800-meter events in that meet on Saturday. Also in Saturday high school track, the Council Bluffs Track Invitational saw St. Albert win the girls' title with a 133-point total. Thomas Jefferson with 102 was second. Lewis Central was third with 81. Abe Lincoln with 79 points was fourth. And Heartland Christian with 12 points was fifth. On the boys' side, Thomas Jefferson won the meet with 138 points. Abraham Lincoln with a 102 total was second. Lewis Central with 83 points was third. St. Albert fourth with 46. And Heartland Christian at 22 points. That was good for fifth place. Also Saturday in boys high school soccer, Harlan defeating Trainer 10-0. At the ADM boys soccer tourney on Saturday, it was Waverly Shellrock over St. Albert 4-0. St. Albert beat ADM 2-1. Des Moines East over St. Albert 2-1. Lewis Central beat Kemper Catholic 2-1. Perry 1-0 over Lewis Central. Des Moines Lincoln shut out Lewis Central 2-0. And Perry beat Kemper Catholic by a 4-0 final. Well, Tony Sanchez hit a tie-breaking RBI double in the seventh inning, and the Pittsburgh Pirates edged the St. Louis Cardinals 2-1 on Sunday. Sanchez doubled a deep center field with two outs, came off of Cardinals ace Adam Wainwright, and snapped a 1-1 tie. The hit by the rookie reserve catcher scored Pedro Alvarez, who led off the inning with a walk, and was Sanchez's second game-winning hit of the week as he singled home the winning run in the 16th inning of Wednesday night's victory over the Chicago Cubs. Tony Watson retired all four batters he faced, striking out three, and ran his string of consecutive scoreless innings to 24, dating to last season. Jason Grilley pitched a scoreless ninth to convert his first save. St. Louis managed only three hits in that game. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati beat the New York Mets 2-1, San Diego topping Miami 4-2, Washington beat Atlanta 2-1, the Chicago Cubs over Philadelphia 8-3, Arizona beat Colorado 5-3, and the Dodgers over the Giants 6-2. In the American League, Chris Sale gave up four singles and eight scoreless innings as the Chicago White Sox defeated the Kansas City Royals 5-1 yesterday. Alexi Ramirez and Tyler Flowers each drove in a pair of runs as the White Sox won the series finale after dropping the first two games. Sale struck out six and walked one. In his previous four starts against the Royals, the White Sox had backed him with one run, enough to beat James Shields 1-0 in the 2012 opener. Shields took the loss in this one, too, giving up a run on five hits, striking out six, walking no one, and hitting two batters over seven innings of work. Elsewhere in the AL, it was Minnesota beating Cleveland 10-7, the Yankees over Toronto 6-4, Baltimore beat Detroit 3-1, Texas over Tampa Bay 3-0, Houston beat the LA Angels 7-4, Oakland topping Seattle 6-3. One interleague game saw Milwaukee beat Boston by a final of 4-0. In Pacific Coast League Baseball Sunday, the Iowa Cubs beat Memphis 4-3. Omaha was a winner over Nashville by a score of 6-5. In other baseball news, Bobby Parnell's season lasted all of 25 pitches. The New York Mets closer will have Tommy John surgery. He'll miss the rest of the year. Parnell blew a save on opening day against Washington, and the next day it was revealed that he had partially torn his right elbow ligament. Unable to make a regular, comfortable throw to first base, Washington Nationals third baseman Ryan Zimmerman was out of the lineup on Sunday as he awaited results of an MRI on his right shoulder. Zimmerman has already made two throwing errors this season, including a two-out misfire Saturday night that led to a pair of unearned runs in a 6-2 loss to the Atlanta Braves. Zimmerman's shoulder has been bothering him for 2 years, leading to 28 errors. Well, the Phillies' home opener against Milwaukee today has been postponed already because of expected inclement weather. The game has been rescheduled for Tuesday at 4:05 p.m. The forecast today calls for heavy rain throughout the day in the Philadelphia area. Well, the pitching matchup, Tony Cigrani versus Michael Wacha, is a repeat from the second game of the season in Cincinnati when neither allowed a run in a combined 13 and two-thirds innings. The Cardinals will face the Reds today in the St. Louis home opener. And you can hear that game this afternoon here on KJN. Like much of the opening week, the threat of rain hovers over the St. Louis Cardinals home opener against the Reds today. The forecast is calling for an 80% chance of precipitation. The early season has been a time for cultivating patience for the Cardinals, who are coming off their second World Series appearance in 3 years. The first three games of the season were delayed by rain for a total of 7 hours and 27 minutes. Again, we'll have that game for you today. Our broadcast start time today, 1:40 this afternoon, Reds and the Cardinals in St. Louis. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, injuries and other issues have left Iowa State working from behind with their spring game just a week away. Iowa State offensive lineman Brock Daigle is out for the spring with a leg injury. Wide receiver Dondre Daly has been limited by a sprained ankle. And defensive lineman Pierre Aka is out with a concussion. Junior college transfer Devron Moore, a potential starter at safety, is homesick, and he's returned to Texas, according to coach Paul Rhodes. Freshman quarterback Trevor Hodge didn't participate in Saturday's scrimmage due to what Rhodes said was an internal issue, but Rhodes added that Hodge is still with the team. Well, the Browns have agreed to a one-year contract with free agent wide receiver Nate Burleson. Burleson has made 103 career starts over 12 NFL seasons. He finished last season with 39 catches for 461 yards for Detroit, but he missed half the year after breaking his arm in a car accident when he tried to stop a pizza from sliding off of the passenger's seat. Well, it'll be a battle of undefeateds in the championship game of the women's NCAA basketball tournament. Kayla McBride scored 28 points and Jewel Lloyd added 16 as Notre Dame clobbered Maryland 87-61 to advance to tomorrow night's title game in Nashville. The 37-0 Irish jumped out to a 17-point halftime lead as they out-rebounded the Terrapins 50-21. Connecticut pulled away late in the first half before dominating the remainder of a 75-56 win over Stanford. Brianna Stewart finished with 18 points and 7 rebounds, while Kalina Mosqueda-Lewis added 15 for the 39-0 Huskies. Ohio University has hired North Dakota State's Saul Phillips as its men's basketball coach. Phillips led the Bison to an upset of fifth-seeded Oklahoma in the NCAA tournament last month and was 134-84 in 7 seasons at North Dakota State. Phillips replaces Jim Christian, who left for Boston College after going 49-22 in 2 seasons with the Bobcats. In the NBA on Sunday, Miami beat New York 102-91. The LA Clippers over the LA Lakers 120-97. Atlanta topped Indiana 107-88. Dallas beat Sacramento 93-91. Houston, an overtime winner, 130-125 over Denver. San Antonio beat Memphis 112-92. Portland over New Orleans 100-94. Phoenix over Oklahoma City 122-115. And Golden State beat Utah 130-102. In National Hockey League play on Sunday, Florida topping Dallas 3-2. Columbus beat the New York Islanders 4-0. Philadelphia over Buffalo 5-2. Chicago beat St. Louis 4-2. Edmonton over Anaheim 4-2. And Pittsburgh in a shootout, a 3-2 winner over Colorado. Olympic gold medalist Gabby Douglas is reuniting with the coach who helped her win gold in 2012. Gymnastics coach Liang Chow told the Des Moines Register on Sunday that the 2012 Olympic all-around gymnastics champion will return to train at his gym in West Des Moines. Douglas left Chow last August to live with her family in Los Angeles, raising questions about her ability to return to the Olympics in 2012. Chow says he's excited to work with Douglas again, but she faces a number of hurdles before returning to competition. Douglas won gold in the all-around and the team competitions at the 2012 Olympic Games in London. In golf, Matt Jones sank a 42-yard chip-in on the first playoff hole to win the PGA's Houston Open. Jones made up a six-shot margin with a 6-under par 66, while third-round leader Matt Kuchar shot a 72. The two finished the final round tied at 15-under par at the Golf Club of Houston, with Jones securing a trip to his first Masters tournaments this week with the victory. Lexi Thompson got off to a fast start on Sunday as she cruised to a three-stroke victory over Michelle Wee at the Kraft Nabisco Championship, the first major of the LPGA season. The 19-year-old Thompson birdied four of the first nine holes in the final round to open up a five-shot edge over Wee. She settled for a 4-under 68 that left her 14-under for her first major title and her fourth LPGA victory. And the weather wasn't even fit for ducks. The start of the Duck Commander 500 Sprint Cup race yesterday postponed by rain. It's now scheduled to begin this morning at 11 o'clock. It's the third time in seven Sprint Cup Series races this season that rain has hampered that event. The season-opening Daytona 500 was stopped for more than 6 hours, and the race at Bristol Motor Speedway had two delays, totaling more than 5 hours. Tony Stewart has the pole for today's race after a qualifying lap of more than 195 miles per hour. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.